Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Three. Thank you for joining us for hour number two of our show tonight. We do 3 hours of radio 365 days a year, and we do it regardless of what national holiday it might be.
So we don't care if we trigger you either.
Exactly. I will see you Thanksgiving. That's the next holiday I can think of I'll be on. But we'll be here on Christmas. We'll be here on New Year's. It doesn't matter because we think it's important to spread the ideals of liberty. And a lot of people haven't heard things from our point of view. They might listen to Fox News, or they might only listen to CNBC or CNN
or MSN. Northwestern paper for weeklings.
We have been talking about the Daily Northwestern, which is the newspaper for Northwestern University, home of the very famous Medill School of Journalism, and they are just apologizing profusely because they feel that their reporting may have triggered people. They're reporting about Jeff Sessions, former Attorney General of the United States. He just showed up to talk to some college Republicans, and the fact that they covered it evidently caused people to be triggered. I don't get it.
Did he do any human sacrifice on stage?
There is no reporting of a human sacrifice conducted by
Jeff. Well, I guess
Jeff
they couldn't
Sessions.
Report it if he did, because that would trigger people.
It would have. I would think that there would still be a news organization that would report that a former Attorney General of the United States performed a human sacrifice on. So that would be news.
Did they just report it and then apologize because somebody was triggered by it?
That must be. It's insanity. It's nearly as insane as how mass media loves to beat up on Bitcoin. Bitcoin, the very famous cryptocurrency, the first cryptocurrency. And we are never amazed by another story that gets it wrong. This is a common thing. They don't understand the technology. They don't understand why people would actually buy it. So they pretty much just tell us how stupid we are, even though a lot of people have done very well with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. But, Ian, you brought in a story that kind of summarizes the current state of journalism. Maybe this is a journalism show tonight.
Yeah, so I actually saw this on my Google News feed. You know, sure. They have on your phone, there's this Google thing that shows you things that it thinks you're going to be interested in.
All right.
And, of course, I'm interested in cryptocurrency, so I get all kinds of crypto-related news in there.
This must
and
be
I
good.
And I saw this headline last night, 8 Reasons to Ignore the Bitcoin Craze. And I thought, oh, we've got to cover this.
Nice.
And I'm just looking right now at the source here. The website that this is coming from is called thesimpledollar.com. I'll just give you a little background on this website. Simplifying personal finance for 11 years and counting. When his financial issues came to a head in 2006, founder Trent Ham resolved to get out of debt for good. Trent's journey to financial freedom inspired him to share the strategies that worked for him, and the Simple Dollar was born. Today we serve around 1 million visitors per month. We're ranked as a top 10 personal finance blog on Kiplinger and in the Technorati top 20 for business and finance blogs. We've also been featured in some of the world's largest publications, including Inc., Forbes, Business Insider, and Time.
And now Free Talk Live.
So this is a website that gives financial advice to people that, aren't that with it financially.
Okay.
Right? And I don't consider myself to be a financial expert or anything like that. Like, I couldn't tell you the difference between an option and a future and, right. All these different fancy finance words and such. So this, however, is just a straight recitation of all of the ignorant or the ignorance surrounding Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies all boiled into one article by Holly Johnson, published just a couple weeks ago. If you've never heard of Bitcoin, here's a serious question. Where in the heck have you been? The digital cryptocurrency known as Bitcoin has been a hot talking point for months, mostly because it surged in value from several hundred dollars to more than $17,000 in a matter of months in 2017. Imagine if you purchased 5 Bitcoin last December when each theoretical coin...
Ooh, theoretical? They're not real?
...was worth around $766. If you held your $3,830 investment until Bitcoin surged over $16,000 early this December... Wait a minute, this was written... This was supposedly written 2 weeks ago.
Then
so.
They've got prices. It sounds like they're combining a couple different time frames.
Yeah, you'd have turned your investment into $80,000. Not bad, huh?
Sounds like a good investment.
But what if, like most people, you didn't buy Bitcoin? At this point, you might have a serious case of FOMO, or fear of missing out. Whether or not you had the cash to invest in Bitcoin when you first heard about it, you might have a serious case of regret. While it's easy to understand why you might feel like you missed out on something big, here's the good news.
Well, can we cover one bit? First of all, you didn't have the money to invest in Bitcoin because you didn't have hundreds or thousands of dollars.
The most common objection here, the most common confusion about it.
You can buy $20 worth of Bitcoin. You can buy $10 worth of Bitcoin.
Yep.
You could buy one penny worth of Bitcoin.
You really can't buy a penny's worth unless you want to spend...
You're going to spend more
than
that
on fees,
right? But
you could.
The idea that
no... You could find someone to sell it to you, which you probably can't.
This is true. But the idea that, no, you have to buy a whole Bitcoin. That's correct.
You don't. I was just in the bar here that takes cryptocurrency, and one of the cooks came out, and he was bemoaning that he hadn't yet really gotten into to cryptocurrency. He's interested, very interested. And I said, well, you know, the best thing I've heard of, I'm not an investor type or anything like that, but old Johnny Ray, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, taught me a good one, and that is what they call dollar cost averaging.
Yes,
where
what I do.
I said, if you can afford... to lose, because remember, it could go down to zero. It could fail completely.
Sure.
So you shouldn't put in what you can't afford to lose. But if you can afford $10 or $20 a week, payday or whatever, you just pop it in the crypto vending machine or however you're going to get it. Buy $20 worth of crypto every single week, and don't worry about what the price is.
Right.
At that moment, just you got $20. You can afford to lose it, buy some crypto, and just start stacking and stacking and stacking crypto slowly over time. And there was a chart recently that showed somebody who did that with $10 a week over the last 3 years. So through all the ups and downs, the daily ups and downs, just regularly buying, would be up 300% in value.
And that's the beauty of dollar cost averaging. And like you say, there's no guarantee. But this is one that sort of has a track record, and people dollar cost average purchases in stocks. They do all sorts of things. It's just a strategy. But that's interesting.
So she says, here's the good news, a lot, and I mean a lot.
Oh, can't wait.
Financial advisors and economists are suggesting we all ignore the entire Bitcoin craze altogether.
Really? Because I just went to a potentially new accountant last week, and I told him what I was planning on doing, new business venture, and he said, oh, you guys do the Bitcoin stuff there, too. I'm like, yeah, because I wanted to know what he knew about Bitcoin. He's like, ah.
So he already knew that there was a Bitcoin. Look,
he did, and he said, yeah, I put some money into it a few years ago. So I'm not sure who these people are that just are completely ignoring it. This guy's a pretty staid investor.
Well, she says there's a lot of financial advisors. Now, that is a logical fallacy. Argumentum ad populum, I think, is what that is.
You could say that.
To say that because a lot of people say this, you should take it seriously.
That's right.
So let's go on. She says, and these people are actual financial advisors economic experts.
Kind of like Bruce Fenton. He's a licensed financial advisor.
Well, not that one. the other ones.
Oh, okay.
You'll recognize at least one of these names coming up here.
Oh, I'm sure. 855-450-FREE. The idea that you should just completely ignore everything you hear about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies because she says so. Right. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Do you have a qualified plan? An IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Who do we deal with? We've helped build one. We're helping build one. It's Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory of events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. I advertise there. I encourage others to. It's a good program.
It's a nice site.
And we are talking about some, well, evidently everything that I know about Bitcoin, I'm just wrong. You know, I thought it was a nice alternative to the inflated fiat currencies that we use here in the United States and people use around the world. I thought that it was kind of a good thing, you know, with financial independence, that we don't have to rely on governments and banks to take care of our money for us. We can do that ourselves, but no.
Oh, no.
You
successfully predicted a lot of what's going to be coming up in this lengthy piece from thesimpledollar.com that is designed to convince you that you should just ignore all that Bitcoin claptrap. The story is entitled, 8 Reasons to Ignore the Bitcoin Craze, and we'll continue it here. You can also join us on the Discord, where they are talking all about nobody right now, saying that nobody looks like the Weed Buddha.
The Weed Buddha.
Meaning your eyes are barely even open right now.
Well, the thing is it's not weed. I had a couple of drinks of bitter, and I usually don't drink at all, so it's
and they were strong.
Kicking my butt.
They were strong, too, right?
Yeah, Grateful Dead. They're like Long Island iced teas, so.
Woo!
I'll be all right, though.
Stick with us.
All right.
Here we go. You ready for reason number one?
Please.
Okay. So she says, when experts who know a thing or two about financial markets and the economy talk about Bitcoin, we should listen. Here are 8 reasons some experts say we should ignore the hype around Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, at least for the time being. Number one, Bitcoin is an obvious bubble. A financial bubble, according to Investopedia, is, quote, an economic cycle characterized by rapid escalation of asset prices followed by a contraction, unquote. Remember that what goes up quickly very often comes crashing right back down, and that could very well include Bitcoin.
What's the date on this article?
2 weeks ago.
Okay, so this wasn't when it was, you know, in a bubble.
Okay. Well,
she's saying it still is.
Still is.
Okay.
And it's always been in a bubble. I'm going to tell you, I'll give you an example of what a bubble is. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed today at $27,781.96. That is a bubble. If you go back, there has been no adjustment. There has been no reset of it. It has gone from under $10,000 when, you know,
from how long ago?
6,000, 7,000, 2009, when that bubble finally burst. It burst and it reset back to realistic levels. This number, $27,781 as a Dow Jones Industrial Average, does not reflect the wealth or the value of the companies included in it. Now, that's a bubble. When people are bidding something up that it is obviously not worth, these companies are not worth that. But that's a bubble.
Well, okay, but would you say that when Bitcoin hit the 17, 18, 19,000 peak, was that a bubble?
That was definitely a bubble.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. It was created by nothing but hype. And I don't think anybody...
You're missing out, as she cited earlier.
They did, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody wanted to jump in, and there was a lot of stupid money that flowed into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. I'm not saying it didn't, but that was
true,
a bubble.
But if Bitcoin hadn't failed to scale, would the crash have come when it did?
Bitcoin?
Good question.
I mean, the if you look at what happened to Bitcoin fees, because remember, at this point, there were so many transactions going on the Bitcoin network that sometimes they were taking 2 weeks. And a lot of people said, oh, my God, even my bank can move money faster than 2 weeks. This is useless.
And fees went as high as 20, 30 bucks.
Or higher than that, 57 bucks, I saw.
Yeah.
But this idea that Bitcoin fails to scale, it doesn't have an easy scaling solution like scaling on-chain. We're going to get a little bit technical here, but Bitcoin has chosen to move off-chain. At least the developers have chosen to do it. And that
Well, if the developers choose that, that doesn't mean that's what the users are going to choose.
Exactly. And so they have gone down a path to do things on a second, on a
side-chain.
Sure,
but that's not really happening yet. What he's talking about is what already happened, which is to say that it hit its maximum.
I'm not saying it will never be fixed. So it can scale. I'm saying the last time it was asked to scale, it failed.
Right. And so what his question is if it had scaled appropriately and fees stayed low and it stayed usable, would the bubble have popped when it did? That's your question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My hypothesis is that it was the failure to scale that made it into a bubble. I think it might well, if Bitcoin had done the right thing and expanded the block size, I don't know if it would have
maybe it would have hit 30,000 or 40,000.
Crashed, and I'm pretty certain it wouldn't have crashed when it did.
Well, I think it's an interesting theory.
Yeah, it's theoretical because we're talking about events. We don't know why it did what it did.
Nope.
We just know where it is now. And we know that there's still at least enough demand that's driven its price up around $8,000 to $10,000 seems to be the range right now.
Yeah, it's been floating there for the last
few months. And other cryptocurrencies that have done exactly what you've talked about have plummeted by orders of magnitude. Now, Bitcoin is about 50% off of its all-time high.
Mm-hmm. But the other ones have been punished.
Have been punished down to, you
Dash
know, less
and
than
Bitcoin
a,
Cash
a percentage, 1% of
Dash is lower than 1% of a Bitcoin now.
Yeah.
I remember buying Dash when it was 5% of a Bitcoin.
Right.
So I've taken a pounding on that one.
Well, yeah, and it just depends. People still seem to have faith in Bitcoin. But people have faith in a lot of things. So,
well, not this lady.
Right,
let me tell you, she doesn't have any faith because she's been listening to experts. See, you guys.
Oh, that's where I went wrong.
You guys aren't financial experts. And she's going to cite one of them coming up here. You're going to recognize this name. She says some experts even call Bitcoin an obvious bubble. Recently, Nobel Prize winning economist.
Oh, God, it's got to be Krugman.
Paul Krugman.
I called it.
Shared his thoughts on Bitcoin with Business Insider. To say that Krugman thinks Bitcoin is a bubble could be the understatement of the year. In fact, Krugman says the Bitcoin bubble is, quote, even more obvious than the housing bubble was.
Paul Krugman also famously stated that the internet is a phony baloney technology and nothing you can do on it can't be done with fact
machines. Just ignore that internet thing. It's a craze.
It is. Thank you, Paul. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about fallacies of our beliefs or somebody's belief in Bitcoin. You decide. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two students are dead and three injured following a school shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California.
Captain Kent Wegener with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Upon arrival, within 2 minutes, Santa Clarita deputies recognized that it was an active shooter situation and conducted a rapid deployment onto the school premises. When they reached the quad area, they discovered 6 persons who were suffering from gunshot wounds. These were all students of the high school. All the students were triaged and transported to a local hospital. The suspect was later identified as one of the victims who was found in the quad. He is identified as a 16-year-old male.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is conceding in his race for re-election after requesting a re-canvass. Bevin says there will be a natural exchange of leadership and he will not second-guess the re-canvass results. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to ask you, where do you want to be in late February? How about a Narcapulco with Ron Paul, John McAfee, Sherry Peel Jackson, Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Jeffrey Tucker, Benny Wills, Paul Rosenberg, Luke Rakowski, Dale Brown, James True, Michael Bowen.
You don't have to read the whole list, you know.
Oh, well, I'd like to. Lily okay. Forrester and Piazza, Nico Sif, and us, Free Talk Live, will be there. And Acapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and centralized banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. That's February 13th to the 16th. Visit anarchapulco.com. And use promo code FTL. That'll get you a 10% discount off your ticket. That's anarchapulco.com, promo code FTL. We have been talking about, well, Ian has been putting me straight. Because evidently I had all these crazy ideas about Bitcoin being a tool of freedom. But this lady is telling me I should just ignore it all, right?
Based on Paul Krugman's opinion. So.
No, lots of experts.
Lots of
experts, she says.
Even the guy who said that the internet is a fad, Paul Krugman.
Well, he thinks Bitcoin is a fad just like the internet, so.
I hope he's right.
Yeah. You know?
And arguably Bitcoin, I think there's a strong argument for this, that since the internet, Bitcoin is the next most important invention.
I agree with you.
That it couldn't have existed without the internet.
True.
And it's very important because it has changed dramatically how money works and what we think of as money and some of the incentives. We can get deeper into that coming up here in a moment. But obviously, you know, when something like that happens, when there's an innovation like this, it's going to be on the outs. People
Sure.
are not going to understand it. People are going to push back against things that they don't understand until they finally admit that they were wrong and this really is a thing and it should be taken seriously. But don't we have a gentleman who's been waiting patiently on the line there?
We do.
I'll give my response to Paul Krugman. Okay, Boomer.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got Will calling from Dallas. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How much Bitcoin paying y'all sell these things?
Oh, my gosh. Have you got your check?
This guy.
He's joking. No, he's joking. He's making fun of a caller who called a few nights ago.
Man, you're
it's not the same guy?
No, it's not the same. I don't think it's the same guy.
No, good job, Ian. That was a good call or a good one. You're quick. All right. Hope y'all will. So I was going to say, like, you know, one of the things that you guys say that I think that people think, you know, it's probably like, oh, you're being, you know, hyperbole or whatever the word is. You know,
hyperbolic.
Hyperbolic, yeah, thank you. I had a couple of drinks. Anyway.
Me too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. you know, taxes are arbitrary and amounts and all that kind of stuff, whatever. You know, you'll pay this fee or whatever. You know, in Texas, and a lot of people think that, you know, Republicans are the low tax, low government, blah, 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 and Democrats are not that, whatever.
Well, they obviously, if somebody still thinks Republicans are for low taxes and small government, they obviously weren't paying attention when the Republicans were completely in charge of the federal government during the Bush administration for, what, four years, something like that, several years, and they didn't do anything to reduce the size of government.
And Trump wants to grow it, so there you go.
There you go.
How's that small government?
But the mythology continues. I mean, the mythology continues because despite all of the information that people have access to, they don't actually look at it. They don't actually do their own research or actually independently, you know, look at things. They just believe what they're told. Oh, Sean Hannity says the government or the Republicans want smaller government, so it must be true.
No, Ian. You know, Trump's hands are kind of tied because it's really Congress that controls the purse strings of the country. The president can't do anything. Well, yes, the president he could not sign an inflated budget. Then it would begin to reduce.
And didn't he have both houses of Congress when he took over, or did he not have the Senate?
I don't think he did.
He had? No, they had both houses. They had the whole thing when it started. But
that's right.
And
they didn't repeal
a single unconstitutional gun law?
Nope.
They bump stock ban, though.
Yeah, they did get rid of those pesky bump stocks because they were used in one crime. So for that,
So go ahead, caller.
Yeah, think of the children. So anyway, you know, so like in Texas, you know, we've been Republican, ran for a while and all that. So, you know, most of my life I bought used cars, and usually they're kind of crappy cars, you know.
Sure.
You know, $3,000 to $5,000 cars, something like that. I bought good ones, too. But anyway, here a while back, the Texas decided, when I say about a while back, I mean, I think it was 2010 or 2007, something like that. I bought a 1990 Cadillac, you know, and it had low miles from a friend of mine and needed some work and all that stuff. He sold it to me for $500. Now, I only had 30,000 miles or something like that.
Good price.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that car. Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, anyway, I love that car. I miss it to this day. But it's a 1990 in 2007 or later, right? And he said, you know, I know it's got some problems. It turned out he had about $1,500 worth of work, so you could say I really paid $2,000, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
You got to expect that with a cheap car. I mean, there's going to be some repairs.
And he was a friend of mine too, you know. So he was, he was a coworker actually. You know,
okay. Where's the story going?
Okay, so here's where it's going is that, in Texas for a long time, you could tell, I could buy your 2018, top of the line Super Duty and say I paid $3,000 for it, right? But, people were abusing it or whatever. So they say, hey, we're not going to allow that anymore. We're going to do a blue book or a black book or something like that, top value for it.
Right.
And so anyway, my coworker did sell that car to me for $500. But the state of Texas says, well, and again, this is what floored me, really. This is a 1990 in the year 2007. So it's like a 17-year-old car.
Mm-hmm.
You say you paid $500, but, we're going to go ahead and pretend like you paid $1,900 for it.
So the Texas government wants to get their maximum tax dollars out of the sale, and so they don't believe you that you paid that little for the car, so they just went ahead and pulled the blue book value and said, well, we think you paid at least this much, so you owe us taxes on $1,900 instead of $500.
Right, and again, mm-hmm. blue book value is they use a black book or something like that, which is kind of, I guess, code word for maybe your car blue book value is worth $500, but it's got all kinds of dents or the engine's blown or whatever mm-hmm. it is. Maybe it's only worth $2,000 or something like that.
They basically screwed you on the taxes. Thanks for sharing the story tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it. Sounds like something the state would do.
It does. I hear black book. All I can think is Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, Epstein definitely didn't kill himself.
So you were talking about Bitcoin and apparently all these misconceptions I had.
Yeah.
I'm wrong all over the place.
Well, Paul Krugman says he knows what's true.
Krugman's an idiot.
He knows. Well, so is the lady writing this article because she believes everything these people say. And so she goes on, she says that, well, if it's a bubble, when will it crash? Talking about Bitcoin. Like everyone else, Krugman doesn't know. Since Bitcoin isn't anchored by real estate, stocks, or anything of tangible value, Krugman says we're waiting for a Wile E. Coyote moment. At some point, Bitcoin will run off a cliff and look down. Only then, we'll all realize there's nothing underneath.
Unbelievable.
Let's
talk about that. And the U.S. dollar is not anchored by anything else other than people still believe in it.
We're going to get to that, too.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but... Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, that is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, would you like to visit Washington, D.C. and return with your soul intact? Well, now you can. You can go to LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention, April 3rd to the 5th in Washington, D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purposes of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Here from a list of incredible speakers, including John Mackey of Whole Food, Vernon Smith, he won the Nobel Prize in Economics, Miriam Issa, a pop culture expert and political commentator, Nasir Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker and a quantitative trader, and more. There are lots and lots of great speakers for you to listen to and learn from. And there's more. Visit liberty.com, libertycon.com, for more details on additional speakers and events. And use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available, and discount rooms are for everyone at the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C. Save with early registration at libertycon.com. Use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And Ian has been just destroying all my beliefs in alternative forms of currency. He is telling me that everything that I have thought I knew about Bitcoin is wrong, and evidently I should listen to Paul Krugman.
Yeah, you need to forget about that whole Bitcoin embassy thing.
Yeah, it's just insanity.
It's just a craze. It'll go away soon.
I'm sure.
When the Wile E. Coyote moment happens, she says.
Yes.
Krugman says that's what's going to happen. At some point, Bitcoin will run off a cliff and look down. Only then we'll all realize there's nothing underneath.
Wow. So there's
is that true? Is there nothing backing Bitcoin?
No, there's nothing backing Bitcoin. There's not like a Bitcoin. You can't trade it in for an ounce of gold, for example. You can't trade it in for silver or anything like that. But people place value
I've
in
bought
it.
Gold with
yeah,
Bitcoin.
Not at a fixed rate, but
exactly.
You can definitely trade it for gold and silver.
You can, but in the old days when we had a gold standard in the United States and around the world at various places, you could exchange the sort of warehouse money. Like if the dollar were backed by gold, then I could take, you know, my gold, my dollars to the treasury and say, I want a cash out. I want to exchange my dollars for gold. And they would have to give me gold. That's how a gold standard works. And then you would have faith in that money that it was at least the value of gold. And I was backed.
Good as gold.
Yeah.
They got rid of that crap.
Yeah, that didn't happen because it made governments responsible. They couldn't just arbitrarily increase the supply of money because gold's not easy to come by.
Okay, so when I was first getting into cryptocurrency or Bitcoin way back in the day, or rather before I got into it, because I was kind of dragged into it, I didn't understand that there was what it was that was behind Bitcoin. That was my first objection because sure. I was a precious metals guy. I still love gold and silver, but I didn't understand, you know, what was backing it. And the reality is if the Wile E. Coyote moment happens, Bitcoin runs off a cliff, he can look down and be supported by thousands of nodes across the world that are contributing to the Bitcoin network
sure.
to make it the strongest network out there as far as, you know, finances are concerned, to basically make it unhackable, cryptographically secure, to allow transactions to go across the entire planet in a matter of minutes.
And unable to be stopped by any government.
Right.
That has value.
That has value, and that's why Bitcoin is worth what it's worth, because it is backed by an incredible payment network that has never existed until Bitcoin was created.
And it's been on the internet for 11 years now.
Coming up in January, right?
In January 3rd, it'll be 11 years that this has been on the internet, and it has never been seriously hacked.
No,
now,
never.
There have been a couple bugs that have popped up, but nothing ever led to it wiping out the value of all Bitcoins.
Nope.
It has never happened. You can't say that about your bank. I guarantee you, I don't care who you bank with, your bank has probably been hacked in the last 5 years. People lost real money, and they had to cover it.
How many times have people been charged by banks for things they didn't do?
Right.
Some sort of overage fee that they shouldn't have been charged, or an account inactivity fee.
I love that.
You just got hit by this at the local credit union after they got taken over by another credit union.
Because I bought a share in a credit union for $5.
Or thought.
Which means I have $5 in a savings account. My balance is now negative $5.
They tapped your share in a credit union with a $5 account inactivity fee.
Right.
And they did it 2 months in a row.
They did it again.
You're not supposed to. I mean, look, I'm not a credit union expert, but I've joined a few of them in the last few years.
Right.
And I've never heard of a credit union tapping into somebody's share. That's like That's the whole concept that a credit union is based on. The idea is when you go and open a credit union account, you got to bring $5 with it. You can put more in than that if you want, but you got to have that $5 minimum. That's the account opener fee, and it is locked into that savings account. It's not actually shown in your balance because it's your share of supposed ownership of that credit union.
Exactly.
When you close your account, you're supposed to get that $5 back because it, again, wasn't actually part of your active account. It was your share to show that you're a member of the union. This credit union took over. This credit union from Massachusetts called GFA comes in. They buy out the local credit union here, the one local credit union that we had here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they instituted this inactivity fee, which has tapped I don't know how many dozens of people, maybe hundreds. I mean, they have 3,300 members. Almost everyone we know got hit by this because sort of by default, a savings account isn't a very active account for most people.
That's the purpose. You don't sit there and withdraw money from your savings account.
But, right.
That's
you're supposed
what we're
to
not
sit there and
to do.
Let it sit. And the fact that they could touch somebody's share just seems like anathema to the whole idea of a credit union. But they did it.
Right.
Did you call them and complain?
No, I intend
supposedly
to. I want to go in person.
Yeah, you do want to go in person.
Yeah, with a camera.
Yeah, let me know when you do that. I'll go down with you.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So I bring that up as another example of how many different ways banks have screwed up and screwed people over. So the point being, there is not nothing underneath Bitcoin. It's a financial network that's secure and effective, and that is what's underneath Bitcoin. Over, what, 10,000 full nodes, different locations across the world that have a copy of the entire blockchain, which is every transaction that has ever occurred on the Bitcoin network. They've all got those copies, which means that the Bitcoin network isn't... You can't cook the books. There's not one person with a copy who can change their copy of the ledger and have the other ledgers reflect that change. That doesn't work. The other ledgers will reject that change and reject any kind of fraud that is attempted against it. So that's a backing of sorts, and it's effective.
And it works. I mean,
and valuable.
Go to your bank and say you want to send $15,000 to your friend in Switzerland.
Yep.
They'll tell you how much paperwork you have to do, how much you have to do, and they'll tell you what a high fee they're going to charge you to do that.
Probably $50.
Right. In Bitcoin, you can
send
it.
Get ready to wait up to a week.
Bitcoin is peer-to-peer, which means you can send a payment directly to another person. It doesn't matter where they're at in the world.
Right. All you need is their Bitcoin address. You don't need to know their name and phone number and their bank account information and the routing number and the SWIFT number and the address of the bank and the address of the recipient and all this other crap. And you don't have to sit down with a banker for an hour to fill out all the forms and the paperwork. But that's what you have to do with a wire transfer.
Because... this is disruptive technology. It makes banks more or less obsolete. Now, there'll still be use for some banks, I guess, but you can become your own bank, and that's what has these people freaking out. They can't accept the change. They can't accept that they are modern-day buggy whip manufacturers. That's what they are.
There's a little more to. This is just item number one on the eight things, eight reasons why you should ignore Bitcoin, they say, or the Bitcoin craze. The rest of it is Indiana financial advisor Tom Diem says Bitcoin reminds him a lot of tulip mania, a historic bubble that took place in the 1600s when tulips were brought to Holland from Turkey and introduced to the Dutch. The local population became so enthralled with the new flower, they started trading the bulbs like mad. Where tulip bulbs had once cost as much as an onion, they surged to reach the price of an estate. Of course, the whole thing eventually came crashing down, and tulip bulbs were suddenly worth what you might expect to pay for a flower. Not a lot.
And 10% of their economy is still tulips.
Right. And the whole tulip mania lasted a matter of months. It wasn't years and decades.
Let's talk about it coming up.
This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.